It's Wednesday and time to read from your comments. Our conversation with Jonathan Turley about President Obama's record on civil liberties generated this response from John Mack. I've been voting in presidential elections since 1984. Only on two occasions have I picked winners, 1988 and 2008. I was a strong and vocal supporter of President Obama into the first year of his administration on the basis of personal liberty. I can't think of another time when I felt so deeply disappointed in our chief executive. He concluded, "My political support for Barack Obama is completely withdrawn." Our discussion about Detroit and whether that city's experiencing a revival sparked a lot of debate about the pros and cons of the Motor City. Carrie Carlson from Elk Rapids, Michigan, sent this email. "I worked in radio in Detroit and lived there most of my life. I nearly cried when I first saw the Chrysler 300 ad on TV. It gave me a lump in my throat. The city's on the move, but it will take good planning to build it right, just like the cars the Motor City's turning out today." Teresa Butler disagreed. "I moved from Detroit to a surrounding suburb 5 years ago due to the poor conditions in the city, including crime, a poor school system, high insurance, and tax rates. Those reasons have not changed and will prevent people from moving back to the city. I'm so glad I left." Many of you enjoyed reminiscing about the ride of your life during our discussion with Bill Strickland of Bicycling Magazine. Tim Devaney wrote, "In the summer of 2005, I left in the early morning from Williamstown, Massachusetts, and cycled through the lovely Berkshires, took a dip in the old quarry near Bishbash Falls, rode the rail trail down through Millerton to Wassaic, where I picked up the train to New York City. A lovely ride of about 80 miles and a great way to get home." Finally, in our discussion with John Colapinto last week about brand names, we both pointed to the Chevy Nova as an example of poor branding, repeating the alleged problem. In Spanish, Nova means no go. Well, after a flurry of tweets, we checked the website Snopes.com and we apologized to the Chevy Nova and all its former and current owners. The story is an urban legend. In Spanish, Nova means the same as it does in English. You need to insert a space to get to Nova, and evidently people didn't. The Nova sold very well in both Mexico and Venezuela. If you have a correction, comment, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN, or you can follow me at Neil Conan, all one word. Talk of the Nation is produced by Rena Advani, Priska Neely, Bridget DeShagas, John Asante, Peter Granitz, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Our intern is Nunera Amun. Gwen Uten directs the program. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Stacey Abbott, Cal Southworth, and Jerry Tennant. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior producer is Carlene Watson. The executive producer is Sue Goodwin. Tomorrow, a new report on the old debate on single-sex classrooms. Join us for that. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.